Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Thanking God for all you that are listening. May the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to shout out to those of you that's listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada. Welcome, Netherlands. To those of you in Spain and every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, call me at this number. Tonight is going to be a particular night where I'm going to be praying and doing prayer. If any of you have a prayer request that you say you don't want to share on the air, that you want to be private, hey, contact me at the email address www.nathanielhunt1971@gmail.com. That's www.nathanielhunt1971@gmail.com. And I will pray for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before I go any further, I got a caller here I want to click on here. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Okay. First of all, let me say, I'm not 100 years old.
Okay. Okay.
When I say that I'm not 100 years old, even as David was going through that with his brother, and many times in these last days, because you're not 100 years old, people don't hear you, and I started to throw my hands up many times, but it's just the generation that we live in. Because you're not 100 years old, you don't have nothing to say, and that's all I had to say. Just keep praying for me. Brother John West Jr., servant of the Lord Christ Jesus, no, I haven't given up, and I'm not going to give up on not only my love Christ Jesus, but my friend. And have a blessed day in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And you too, brother. God bless you. Thank God for our brother here, Brother John Welch. I know the brother, a good brother. May the Lord bless him and keep him in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things that had come to me to offer up in prayer is concerning wisdom. Concerning wisdom. And someone out there who's listening, you are in need of wisdom for one area, maybe even concerning your finances. Maybe you have been spending your money on certain things and it has been bringing bad consequences. You have not been making the right call in where you are spending finances. And perhaps you are a dad in a home. And you have made some wrong choices in the finance department. And perhaps it has hurted your family and brought some tension among you guys. But I'm here today to pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ for that the Lord may bless you with wisdom, because it's very important, amen, hallelujah, that you operate in the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory be to God. The Lord said in the sending of his angel in the sixth message, September the 1st, 1928. He says, "Verily I say unto you, my friends, I speak unto you with my voice, even the voice of my spirit, that I may show unto you my will concerning your brethren in the land of Zion, many of whom are truly humble and are seeking diligently to learn wisdom and to find truth." And perhaps someone is listening today and you have been diligently seeking wisdom. And as I said before, maybe you have seen that there have been decisions and certain actions you have made with your finances. Once again, that has caused trouble in your family or may have caused you personal trouble, and you have suffered major losses that was unnecessary. I'm going to pray for you to have the wisdom of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So wherever you're listening to me at, amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray together and pray that the Lord will bless you with wisdom in the financial area to make the right decisions. Amen. In wisdom. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. And dear Lord, for your word gives knowledge, it gives instruction and wisdom, and it gives understanding, Lord God, to all who pay attention to his truths. Father, you promised to impart wisdom to us if we would listen to your words. You promised to impart wisdom unto us if we are attained to your wise counsel. Father, therefore, our desire today is to enter your presence with trust, knowing, Lord God, that you will give us this wisdom. I pray for the one that is listening today who have made certain actions that was not wise, that has caused damage in the family, may have caused even personal damage with them themselves, and caused them to suffer losses that was unnecessary. I pray, Lord, that you will fill them with this spirit of wisdom. Lord God, I pray that they may be able to discern your will. And Lord, with your help, there is both strength and wisdom in what you do. So Lord, I pray that you will bless their mouths to speak your wisdom. Because Lord, of the righteousness you have imparted unto them. Father, I pray that in the hidden parts of their life, that you will cause them to know your wisdom. Teach them, Lord, to number their days, Lord, so that they will be careful to apply their heart unto your wisdom. For Lord, I declare unto them this day that the wisdom of the Lord will make them happy. Because, Lord, the gain of it is better than fine gold. Lord, it is by wisdom you founded the earth. Lord, it is by knowledge you established the heavens. In Jesus' almighty name, glory be to God. So thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus. For Jesus represents your power and wisdom to all of us. And Lord, for those that are in you in Christ Jesus and desire to always abide in you, Jesus has been made unto them wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And Lord, it's this reality that will cause them to glory in you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Word of the Boshata, glory. Hallelujah. I want to pray for those of you who are in need of wisdom. And this prayer is going to be for wisdom in your marriage. Hallelujah. Because I've seen it with not just the man and not just the woman. I have seen certain actions with married folks that have been committed that was not wise. It is not saying that all the time that whether it's the man or the woman, they was trying to be devious. But there were certain things that was unwise that they was doing with, especially with those of the opposite sex that has been bringing trouble into the home. And therefore, on that note, the enemy has been able to have a playground to mess with. I want to pray today for those of you who is in need of wisdom in this area. Amen. You know, there have been one of the things of troubles in the marriages today, the lack of wisdom. And I've seen it with others. And once again, sometimes these acts are done not to be done purposely. Some people have been doing things and not so much with an intent to hurt their spouse. But I want to pray for you today. Amen. that perhaps, for example, maybe you are a husband, hallelujah, who have been doing certain acts that haven't been wise, and you have brought pain to your wife. Maybe you was having interaction with another woman. I'm just being straight here. And maybe you was doing some things with this other woman that wasn't wise, and it has brought tension in your marriage. Or maybe you are a woman where you have been doing certain things with those of the opposite sex that hasn't been wise, and this has caused tension between you and your husband. You know, once upon a time, and I have to be honest, and I'm not, when I say this, men hear me, because it's not a strikeout against men. But I remember when I was growing up, and remember when I say this, I'm not saying it was 100% of the time all the time, but most of the time, to be honest with you, when there was a fooling around in the home, many times I hate to say it was the man. I didn't say, now once again, hear me. I did not say all the time, okay? But in this day and time, I've seen the number of women start to rise up and catch up with the men. Many times in the past, if between the male and the female, if someone was having the shakes about getting married and stumbling and fumbling at the mouth and start acting like they didn't want to, many times, be honest with you, it was the man. Once again, I did not say all the time. So don't take this and run with it and say, Brother Nate said all the time, it'd be all men all the time. No, it don't. Sometimes there were women. But I'm telling you, the majority of times when I come across, it was the man. Now, today, that has changed. Because now you have many women. When you talk about married, they frown. You have, once upon a time, in the marriage, if it was someone who was not doing wise in the marriage, hanging out with the buddies and stuff like that, many times it was who? It was the man. And many times the woman sat at home waiting for him. He might come in all hours of the night at any time. He may come in smelling like perfume. And his wife is wondering, what are you doing with the perfume smell on it? And all that. But now, in this day and time, men and the women are catching up. Because now, I have seen personally many of the women, married women, who are doing things not wise too, okay? And when you confront them about, hey, you married, they're talking like the man now. Hey, that's just a piece of paper. What do that mean to me? So, for those of you that are men, husbands in the home, and perhaps you have done some unwise things that has brought some tension in your marriage. And maybe, hallelujah, you have repented of that. You have seen the pain that it caused, the grief that it caused, and the consequences of it. And you say, I need wisdom. Because maybe perhaps you are a husband that's listening to say maybe what you were doing was not intentionally trying to hurt your wife, but you did it anyhow. And you need wisdom. Or perhaps you are a woman who is married and you find yourself doing stuff and becoming drawn to another man. And you begin to start saying things, even to your husband, and saying things concerning this man to your husband that was not wise. We has caused an anger to build within him. Glory to God. And perhaps now you're seeing it, and maybe and hopefully you are truly sorry for what you've done. And you say, Lord, I need wisdom. So I want to pray for you in that area today. Lord Jesus, You are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For, Lord, you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Father, I pray for this person. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That they would see that you are the problem solver. I pray for the, if this is a Christian whom you have adopted as your child through Jesus Christ in accordance with your pleasure and will, I pray that this Christian may be active in sharing their faith so they have a full understanding of every good thing that they have in Christ. I pray if this person is not a Christian but desires to do right, the Lord God, that they will come unto you and let you teach them how to do right. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for that brother in Christ who have been doing some things that are not wise, that have hurt his marriage. I pray for that sister in Christ that have been doing things that has not been wise and hurt their marriage. I pray that you would give them complete understanding of what you want them to do in their lives. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you would make them wise with spiritual wisdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, then the way they live will always honor and praise you. I pray that they will continually do good and that they would do kind things for others. And Lord, that all the while, Father, I pray that they will learn to know you better and better. Bless them, Lord God, to roll their works upon you. And Father, you know that you cause their thoughts to be agreeable with their will, with your will, Lord. I pray that their plans will be established and succeed in Christ. I pray, Lord, you would direct their steps and make them sure. I pray that they would get understanding and firmly grasp what your will is. I pray that they be not vague, thoughtless, or foolish concerning their spouse, their loved one, and the actions that they do. I pray that you would cause them to stand firm and mature in spiritual growth. I pray, Lord, that they would be convinced and fully assured in everything that is willed by you. For, Lord God, you have destined, you have appointed them to come progressively to know your will. In Jesus' name, I pray that they will perceive, they will recognize, Lord, strongly, clearly, and become better and more intimately acquainted with your will through the wisdom of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit that you have given unto them, who would abide permanently in them, and if they would listen to your spirit will guide them into all truth in Jesus' name. Your spirit will guide them into making the right decisions and to be cautious about what they do and to be thoughtful of their spouse in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I thank you, I praise you, and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, the enemy, one of the things that he tries to work on the people of God on, to try to get them to stop doing, is to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving. And Satan always trying to keep us focused on the circumstance. This is why many of us, even though we have prayed to God. Now, here's the thing. Because remember in the Bible, in the Philippians chapter 4, the Lord said, in everything by prayer with thanksgiving. Now, we tend to leave that part with thanksgiving out. And we offer up the prayer to God, but we don't thank God. And the thing is like, why don't we thank God when we are offering the prayer to God? Because we're not praying by faith. You say, well, brother, what do you mean?
Because faith obeys the word of God. See, we be waiting to see a change or to feel a change before we praise. Now, when you go back and read Philippians 4 and 6, he said, in everything by prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. And he tells us in that verse, with thanksgiving. And notice that he didn't say, wait after you pray to see something happen, then give thanksgiving. In fact, in that verse, he gives you no indication that you are to give thanksgiving at a certain time after you see a change or feel a change. Because we got to remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for and not the evidence, and the evidence of things not seen. It did not say faith is feelings. It did not say faith is thoughts. It did not say faith is what you see. Okay? It did not give you any indication that faith is any of your five senses. Okay? So we are going to pray or give the prayer of thanksgiving. Amen? Now, some of you listening may say, hey, what I got to be thankful about? I pray to God about something, and it ain't happened yet. Well, let me tell you one of the reasons why it ain't happened. There's one reason, because you got to understand from the word of God, we're shown in the word of God, there's a time for manifestation. See, from the time you pray to the time the manifestation of what you prayed for come to pass, there is a timing, okay? Amen. Let me give you another reason why maybe certain things haven't happened. You stopped it. You say, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Your unbelief. See, the devil is a hindrance. He can only hinder. If you were walking in faith, he can only hinder, but he cannot stop long as you are walking in faith. So what the devil does, he said, well, I can't stop it, but I know what can stop it. I'm going to say that again. The devil will say, I can't stop it, but I know what can stop it. And what can stop it, if I get that person in unbelief, I know that'll stop it. And so now you have prayed the prayer. You have asked God for things, but you never follow up with thanksgiving. Why? Because you are waiting to see something change, or you waiting to feel like it's going to change. Well, let me give you a news flash. That is not faith, okay? That goes to any of us. That is not faith. Therefore, the devil's in the corner laughing, okay? Yeah, he laughing because he said, hey, I got him to stop his own blessing. By what? Getting him in unbelief. Making him feel like it ain't going to be a change. Making them feel like God didn't hear them. Amen. So many of us, when we offer up the prayer, according to Philippians 4, we leave out with the thanksgiving part, okay? We just leave it out. Now, understand this. With the thanksgiving part is not just one time. Uh-oh. See, we're going to get ready to pray in a minute. We're going to pray the prayer of thanksgiving. The thanksgiving part is not just one time. Now, I have to throw that in there because some of you that's listening, you try to be crafty, okay? You may have said, hey, I prayed and I thanked him. Well, that may have been the only time you did it, that one time. So every time it came to mind, you start complaining. No more thanking him. So all your complaints outweighed your thanksgiving. Amen. If we put it on the scale will fall over on complaints. So let us pray the prayer of thanksgiving. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord God, with the help of your Holy Spirit and by your grace, Father, we join with your heavenly hosts. We come together with them to make a joyful noise to you and serve you with gladness. Father, we come before your presence this day. Hallelujah. Lord, we know. We perceive, we recognize, Lord, and understand with approval that you are God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, it is you that made us. We didn't make ourselves. We're your people. And Lord, we're the sheep of your pasture. And therefore, Lord, this day, we enter your gates with thanksgiving
and present an offering of thanks. We want to thank you for hearing our prayers when we offer it up to you in the midnight hour, when we offer it up to you at any time of the day. When we offer that prayer that was in line with your word, we want to thank you, hallelujah, for hearing our prayers. We enter your courts with praise. We say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we are thankful and we delight to say so. We bless and affectionately appraise your name. For Lord God, you are good. Your mercy and loving kindness is everlasting. Dear Lord, your faithfulness and your truth endure to all generations. Lord, it is a blessed, good, and delightful thing to give thanks to you, for you are the Most High God. Hallelujah. And by your Spirit, Lord, perfect the fruit of our lips. That, Lord, at all times we may thank you. Even when we don't feel like it, Lord, that we may press on and give you thanks anyhow. Help us, Lord, to draw thanksgiving forth from our innermost resources within our spirit. Help us to reach down, Lord, into the most secret places of our heart that we may offer significant thanksgiving to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for our parents who gave us life or who have birthed us into this world. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for the victories and achievements that I've experienced in spite of my hurts, in spite of the bruises and the abuses that knocked me in when I was a small child. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your deliverance, even when Satan sought to use it for my destruction. I want to thank you, Lord, for and pray for those who want to thank you, Lord God, for delivering them from alcohol, from physical and verbal abuse, from sickness and disease, pain in the shoulder, in the back, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for delivering those from financial trouble, mental trouble, healing marriages, healing relationships between the parent and the children, blessing them on their job, causing them to be the witness of you to others. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for preparing us to listen to the voice of your Spirit. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. For your grace is teaching us to trust you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for life, life in all abundance. For Lord, you have blessed us with the desire to pray. Father, we are grateful for the prayer closet where we meet with you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Life is exciting. We are grateful that we are alive this day. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Some of you have been in some past and present relationships that in your past relationships, it may have been taxing, as it had lasted for so long and now it has ended. You had come to learn some things that God showed you even through this past relationships. For Lord, you are blessed, the one that is listening under the sound of my voice, to learn for those who oppose them and to learn for those who are with them. You have taught them to recognize and, dear Lord, understand their strength and weakness. You have blessed them with discernment and spiritual understanding. And, Lord God, I pray that they will enter your gates with thanksgiving in their heart Lord God, we thank you for being believers in Christ. You are our Father. We are your child. We're loved by you, Lord God. We rejoice in you and give thanks at the remembrance of your holiness. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Once again, the phone number is 515-605-9887. 515-605-9887. I am taking prayer requests tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And once again, if you have a prayer request and you say, hey, I don't want to share this out on air, I understand it, contact me at www.NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. And I will pray for you. In Jesus' almighty name. Glory to the living God. You know, it's important to abide in Christ. Amen. Very important to abide in Christ. And you have some people who think that I can come to Jesus and, yeah, I want him to abide in me, but I don't want to abide in him. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not going to work in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So some of you out there who's listening, maybe you're struggling in that area, in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're starting to notice it even more. And you are becoming ashamed of how you've been living. So you need prayer. And I want to pray with you today, right now. Pray for you to abide in Christ. First of all, you come before the Lord and say, Lord, I repent of my sins. I repent of not living in you and not abiding in your word. In Jesus' name. But Heavenly Father, I thank you for grafting me into the living vine. For the living vine I know is Jesus Christ, who is my Lord. And with your help, dear Lord, and through your grace, I will abide in him. Dear Lord, my desire is to abide in Jesus and to let his words abide in me. Because, Lord, I know this will make me a fruitful believer. Help me, Lord, to abide. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me to bear lasting fruit. And Lord, I know that the things I ask for in prayer, Father, I know it will be accomplished as I abide in Christ. Father, I know that if I abide as a fruitful Christian, I know I would not be ashamed when Jesus returns. I know, Lord God, this day that when Jesus reappears, I have this confidence that comes from abiding in Christ. And this knowledge this day calls me to rejoice in you. So help me, dear Lord. Help me to delight myself in your statutes. Help me to do this, Lord, so I will never forget your word. And Lord, it is through your grace I will let your word dwell richly within me. For your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. It is a blessed and wonderful thing to know that abiding in you, Jesus, and letting your word abide in me, this is going to keep me from sin. So I pray that throughout my life, with your help, Lord, you will help me to abide in Jesus and walk in Jesus, walking in his word. And I know as I draw near to you, you are drawing near to me. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We need to abide. We need to abide. Once again, the phone number is 515-605-9887. 515-605-9887. This is prayer night tonight. Glory to God. You know, the word said that men shall always pray and not faint. I think the many times that we forget prayer. Amen. We forget prayer. And even though the word of God shows us that there are different types of prayer, we are told that we shall always pray and not faint. Okay? That always is dealing with being constant. You know that? Hallelujah. You know, some people pray when everything's, like, quote, going good. They sun is shining. Oh, you can't beat them praying. Can't beat them saying words. You can't beat them jumping around and falling. But then when things start to crumble, when their, quote, fall season come, and you know what I mean. I mean, fall season, you know what? Here on this earth, there's a season called fall, and you start seeing leaves fall off the tree. So when people start entering their fall season, spiritually speaking, there's no utterance of prayer out of their mouth. There's no prayer of praise. There's no prayer of worship. None of that. And listen, beloved, I have been guilty many times of that my own self. I'm here to tell you, many times I have been guilty. And I am grateful for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. I truly am. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, I want to speak to those of you who needs endurance. You know, you have prayed to the Lord. And you have said, I got this situation going on, and I need your answer to this. And perhaps the Lord spoke to you and told you, I would do it. But it seemed as though he hadn't moved, things are still the same, and you feeling like giving up. And you started to wonder, how long? How much longer, Lord? And you know, one of the funny things about the Lord, and I use the word funny, and maybe some won't think it's funny. And I know many times when things were happening, I didn't think it was funny. But you notice that for those of you that have asked the Lord about something, and you say how much longer, he'll tell you things like a little while, or, you know, shortly or soon. In other words, he don't too much give you numbers. And I know many times we'd be looking for, well, in 3 days it's going to stop. Now, I am not saying that the Lord would never give you a number. But many times, if you notice, even from the scripture, that's how he answers. He said a little while or shortly or henceforth or something like that. So you know and you believe that your answer is going to manifest. But you're starting to feel like you're letting go of the rope. And I understand what you're coming from, okay? So you need endurance to be able to endure what you're going to through until the manifestation of the promise becomes active in your life and shows up. So, Lord, I want to pray for him or her in the Lord to keep on keeping on. And dear Lord, this, that they might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing you. I pray that you will make them a fruitful believer in every good work. Help them, Lord, to increase in the knowledge of you. I thank you for strengthening them with all might according to your glorious power. You are granting them patience with joy in their situation. you have enabled them to endure. Hallelujah. You have made it possible, Lord, for them to be a partaker of your inheritance. Father, help them to lay aside every weight, lay aside every besetting sin. I pray that through your grace, that they will be able to run with patient endurance the race you have set before them. I pray that you will help them keep looking to you, Jesus, for you are the author and finisher of their faith. And I thank you, Father, that you gave your only begotten Son for them to save them, so that joy that was set before Jesus, he endured the cross on their behalf. Now Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Thank you, Lord, for showing them this great example of endurance, for they will be able to do all things through you. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I am grateful to the Lord for this prayer time. You know, I want to give this testimony now. And I thank God for authority, exercising authority, and prayer. As I told you before, the Bible, the Word of God, regularly fight the Word of the Lord, shows us that there are more than one type of prayer. Okay? Hallelujah. And I've been able today to pray the prayer of worship, the prayer of praise, thanking unto my Lord. He have blessed with authority. Because I've seen the Lord this day. You know, this is the second week that the place I live here, Durham, Mississippi, were facing a threat of a tornado. And I thank God for not only my prayers, but the prayers of others in this place who was offering up the prayer of intercession and the prayer of thanksgiving and exercising their authority in Christ against the storm. I am grateful for that. And I had been hearing for the past day or two, they've said on the weather news that we're going to get some bad weather this way. And even today on my job, you know, you can tell the winds were strong and boisterous, and people was talking about it. And first it was given a time going to be is that it's going to hit here at 2 p.m. Then, you know, start getting alerts and warnings on our phone saying that it was a tornado watch out from 12:15 to, like, I think 5 or 7 in the evening. And here's the thing about fate. Because sure enough, those things would shake anyone that looks at it. But when you pray the prayer of faith and the prayer of thanksgiving, you have to stand on that prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. So, I thank God for all of you that have been listening today. This is Brother Nate with Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The Lord say the same, working on coming up with another series from the Word of God. So look for the advertisement then. So once again, this is Brother Nate with Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.